Thank you for holding. Is this Nikki?
It is.
Hi, Nikki. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Thank you for asking, by the way. The last person I talked to didn't ask.
sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
Yeah, he was a little busy, grumpy, I guess. I understand that you were speaking with Ruby. She wanted me to jump on the line to go over some pricing. But before I throw any numbers at you, did you have any questions like about the listing on Google or how it works?
No, she explained pretty well, and I'm familiar with Google.
Okay, I'm assuming you've probably done that search once or twice yourself. Are you
a couple times? Yeah,
just a few. Are you the owner of the company, the sole owner?
I'm part owner, and then my fiance is the other owner.
Okay, understandable. I just wanted to make sure that they're included in the decision, so I don't want to.
Yeah, and he's actually right here by me.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So if you can recall, when you do a search on Google, there's a map that'll pop up in the middle of the screen, and then there's a list of the top recommended contractors right next to it. They'll have like little red dots on the map kind of indicating where they are. Does that ring a bell?
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
When you search on Google, like let's say you typed in deck or porch repair, just as an example, right? There's a map that'll pop up in the middle of the screen, and then there's a list of three top recommended companies next to it. It'll have like little red dots on the map kind of indicating where they are. Does that ring a bell?
Yes, it does.
Okay. That's where we're talking about listing you. It's called a Google Places placement.
Okay.
So the reason we're reaching out to you guys today is because they have a qualified candidates list every time one of these spots opens up, meaning like a business owner either discontinued their placement or relocated to another area. And then my reps, kind of like Ruby that you were talking to, they're going down the qualified candidates list. We're just looking for one contractor to fill the position. Once we fill the position, we close out the entire GC category for this area. So we won't be able to work with any others that provide the same services as you guys. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. That's what makes it so beneficial and profitable is because there's only a handful of selections there. Obviously, if you scroll down or go to page two, there's going to be more options, but 90% of searches will start and stop right there on the first page. Most people don't go past page one. So we're basically talking about putting you where 9 out of 10 people are going to look for a contractor before they start placing phone calls.
Absolutely.
Okay. My representative was telling me that your company – oh, sorry. Did you have a question?
No, I'm sorry. My fiancé was talking to me.
Oh, no worries.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
If he has any questions, too, feel free to fire him off. But – my representative was telling me that you were doing Home Advisor by Angie's List.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Have you guys been doing that for a long time?
No, this is our second month, and we've had some success, but not as much as we thought we would. And I think it's just, competitor and all that.
Right. Well, the reason I was curious to kind of see how you guys were doing with it is because they're on the first page of Google, ironically. That's how they get a lot of the leads that they sell on that platform. So it's almost like you guys are already getting Google leads. But the difference is when we list you independently on Google, you have your own Google business profile, your own reviews. You know, the customers can contact you directly, and we don't charge you per lead or click or call. And I know with Home Advisor by Angie's, they charge it per lead, and a lot of times those leads go to two or three other people. They're not exclusive to you, so you're kind of paying, and then you're competing against a couple other contractors to try to win the job.
Right.
With being on Google, that doesn't happen. The customers are able to just contact you live, so you're not, like, paying for a number and then having to call them and convince them. They could just call you directly from there and inquire about the services from there. You see the differences between the two?
Yeah, absolutely.
You got kind of like a middleman in there that's like stopping them from calling you direct, and then they sell the information to you.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Right,
so,
yeah.
So this is a chance to get listed independently without the middleman. But everything we do is month to month. You don't have to sign any kind of long-term contract or anything like that, Nikki. All the companies that you see on the first page of Google, they're coming back on their own. And I think that says a lot. You know, smart business owners aren't going to keep paying to have themselves on the first page of Google every month unless they're seeing good return on investment from it.
Right, yeah.
I'm sure if you can compare the two side by side, it'll be a pretty obvious on what's going to be best for you guys long term. The real question is the cost, obviously, right? So I'm going to send you a text message here. This is going to have a link to our pricing page. There's a couple of different packages. I would recommend a platinum. I tried to pull up your website here, this brand.site, JN Contractors, and there's nothing there. So I don't know if that's
right. Site, yeah, and I was telling her that I'm probably just going to end up buying the domain name, you know, something like jncontractors.com or something like that. But,
okay.
You know, I tried to update it when we got the LLC, and it's not showing that it's updated, like, when you go to the website, but on my end, it shows it. So I've got to figure out.
Maybe there's something we're missing on just how to, like, submit the content. Yeah, because it's it just takes me to website builder, you know, like it says page not found. If I click back to homepage, it just takes me to website builder. But the reason I was recommending the platinum package to you is because that package does include a custom website design. So you have a professional graphic design team that'll get in there and actually build the site out for you guys based on how you want it to look. So obviously we'll get your input on it and sit down with you and fully customize the site, and we'll have that attached to the Google business profile that they're seeing on the first page next to your reviews and phone number.
Okay.
Yeah. So that will definitely help you with that. And then any pictures and things like that, obviously, or as you guys land new jobs, you can keep sending photos in and we'll keep building the portfolio on that site. But the platinum package, it's an A to Z marketing strategy. So not only are you on the first page of Google, but you'll end up on the first page of Bing as well. They usually pull from the Google Verified top recommendations for theirs. So you go there as well. Those are the two major search engines in the world. You're also covered on the mobile platform. So the iPhones, Androids, and tablets, and the Apple Safari search engine, you'd be a top option there as well. And that's where 83% of total internet searches happen nowadays are on the mobile devices, like the iPhones and Androids. What was that?
Oh, I'm sorry. My fiance said something about a car in the parking lot.
Oh, okay. I thought you had a question about the placement.
No worries.
And then we'd also build a business Facebook profile and run some Facebook ads as a part of that platinum package. So you guys will have multiple irons in the fire. Like, we'll be able to generate leads from multiple platforms, not just Google, even though most of your calls will come from Google. And then we also do like a directory submission. We're on like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtacks, Amazon Alexa devices. Basically, a platinum package is like a one-stop shop for a business. You know, that way you don't have 100 different bills floating around. It's all just one hub. And then we have an app that'll help you keep track of all the leads and everything and all the phone calls that come in. So the platinum package, Nikki, just to shoot you straight on it, it's advertised on that link that I sent you to the pricing page. It's advertised at $599. And there's usually a $299 setup fee. But what I was thinking I could do for you guys, if you're willing to come on board with us today, is I could put in a request to waive the setup fee for you. That'll save you $299. And then I'll also request to cut the monthly subscription price in half as part of a new in business credit. So we'll drop it down to just $299 on a month-to-month basis. And then there's no other charges for you guys there. So you're looking at almost $10 a day, month-to-month. And then we would lock you in at that pricing structure. So that way you keep that deal for as long as you're with us, not just the first month.
Okay.
So it's pretty significant. I mean, you're talking normally $898 on a platinum package. I'd reduce it to just $299 out the door today. And then each month moving forward, instead of paying $599, you'll just keep that $299 price point.
Okay. Well, I can talk to my fiance and we can look at this link that you sent me. And, I mean, do we just call you back? Is it something we do online?
Well, yeah, you definitely have to call in. But the hardest part about getting on the first page of Google, it's not so much the cost as it is the availability of the positions. Like if you look up the contractors in your area, we only have one spot open currently. Once that spot fills, either myself or my representatives, whoever you call into, they would actually have to turn you down until another position opens up. We can't go past the allotted amount of space. It's like a digital billboard. There has to be space available to put a company up there. We can't just sign people up whenever.
Okay.
Do you think that your other half would be opposed to doing something like this on a month-to-month basis?
I think it would be great. Is there any kind of, what kind of leads are they looking at? I mean, what?
So you would actually hand select. Oh yeah, there's multiple other directories, but you guys would actually select like which types of jobs or services that you want to be listed for. So that way we can make sure that the calls that are coming through are actually qualified. Like every new business owner that signs up for first page placement on Google has a client interview. And if you say, hey, like I want to focus on deck repair or porch repair or, you know, wood flooring repair, you know, you tell us which keywords and services that you're going to be found for. And so the people that are calling you or the leads that you'd be getting, they have to be within 40 miles of the business. And then they have to type in one of those phrases in order for you to pop up to them as a top option on that screen. So that way, by the time they call you, we know that they're within the vicinity and they're looking for somebody that provides those services before you were recommended to them. So it's pre-screened in that way. Yep. Without having to pay a lead fee for each individual one.
My forte is tile and marble and granite. That's what I've got 30 plus years experience in that. It's all around a handyman carpenter. You know what I mean? I do roofing, room additions, carpet, hardwood flooring, drywall painting, all that. But my forte is marble and granite. I love doing custom kitchens, outdoor kitchens, you know, stonework, brickwork. But the artistic end of it is, you know, that's what I like to do. The best is the flooring, you know, the custom bathrooms and kitchens, backsplash and stuff like that.
Right. Right. Yeah. So you're in a general contractor category. And then in that category, we usually list you for about 15 different keywords or services at a time. So we'll want to sit down with you during the interview. It's usually like a 30 to 45 minute call with our technicians and they'll go over each individual service. And then the great thing about it is we have a system called Google Analytics, and the Google Analytics lets us see which of the services that you specialize in are actually getting searched the most and actually get the most traffic for your area. We have data that goes back like 10 years. So we could actually use that to our advantage and say, hey, you know, I know you guys want to focus on tile right now. But, you know, the marble countertops is the one that's really hot right now based on the time of the year and the amount of traffic that we're seeing. So we could always kind of switch up those 15 keywords to make sure that we're not only listing you for services you provide, but ones that we know people are actively looking for. That way we keep you busy with job opportunity. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Yep. And then that's hooked up to your – oh, sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off, Nikki. Sorry.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
I was just saying, like, we have an app that you can see everything, too. So, like, if you guys ever want to download that, you can go in there and you can see what people are searching, too. And if you ever want to change the keywords, you just let us know.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I like that idea. And then I'm looking at the link that you sent me. There's, like, several on here. Like, the first group, it says Premier SEO packages, which is local bundle plus Google ads. And then it's Central Premier, Pro Premier.
Those are the big ones. The ones that say Premier, they're also doing things like Premium Builders, PLLC, or Amberstone, where they're paying for an extra ad because they want to cover more than 40 miles. I wouldn't recommend that for you guys right now. What I was recommending, if you keep scrolling down, you'll see another set of packages. Uh-huh. They'll say local SEO plus right. Facebook ads. And that very last one down, uh-huh. it says $5.99 with a $2.99 setup fee. It has like a little ribbon around it. It says most popular.
Yeah.
That's yeah. the platinum package bundle. But what I was doing for you, Nikki, was I was taking that platinum bundle, reducing it to just the essential price of $2.99. That's our most affordable package, just to keep your overhead low but get things going for you guys. And then I also waive the setup fee as well, so you don't have to pay that $2.99 setup fee. And the reason I really want to do okay. that is because I've worked with people who have used Home Advisor by Angie's in the past, and you told me right at the beginning of the call, it's not going as well as I thought. And I feel like if we cut out the middleman, it'll solve that issue. So all I need really is to get your foot in the door. And I feel like after a month or two, if you sit down and you compare the two side by side, there's going to be some pretty glaring differences. And I think you'll end up choosing this as a long-term solution. You guys will probably keep using it for however long, you know, maybe years. Sometimes people I sign up, they do it 8, 9 years. I have the first guy I've ever signed up 12 years ago still in DFW, Texas.
Oh, wow. Hey, you're good. You've got me sold already.
Yeah, it sells itself, though, really. Like, once you have it as a tool, as a business owner, it's almost going to feel like something that you can't do business without anymore. It's almost like you have a full-time sales rep that's constantly vouching for your company right there on the first page of Google and recommending you to people.
Generally, it's mostly the wealthy that are out looking to get things done. They've always wanting to upgrade. You know what I mean? And I've been right. doing tile work and marble and granite for 30 plus years, and it's just there's
you
so much
the
work around here in this area.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
There is a lot of work. We get a lot of traffic. You're in a high traffic area. It's just they're not seeing you, you know? And I feel like if we solve that issue, they make sure that they're seeing your name and your name's in that conversation at the time that they decide to jump online and start looking around. That's a game changer. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the difference maker. That's yeah. the difference between getting the job and not getting the job.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. What is the SEO content creation? What is that?
Yeah, SEO is an abbreviation for the term search engine optimization. Search engine optimization is the basis of what we're doing here, where, you know, we're optimizing you on the major search engine, Google and Bing, so that you show up as a top recommended option for the services you provide.
Okay.
So the content creation is just making sure that the content matches. So, like, for example, the website, right? And we're building Bing and Yelp and Facebook, okay? Now, let's say you call in one day and you say, I want to switch my keywords to asphalt shingle roofing, and that's not something that you were advertising before. We go into all of those platforms, the website, Facebook, Yelp, Yellow Pages, and we change it to the asphalt shingle roofing. We do all that content creation and the changes instead of you guys having to sit down on a computer, go on to each individual site, adjust it, fix it. It'll all be under one roof. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So make sure all the content matches up with the SEO.
I'm in. If she's the boss, I'm the backbone.
All right. Well, nice to meet you.
I think we definitely need.
I want to make sure you're both involved, though. We definitely want to pick his brain as well if he's the contractor and he's the one that's going to be executing the work. I imagine, Nikki, you're probably going to be dealing with a lot of the client-facing initially and the communication there, setting them up with the work. So teamwork makes the dream work.
Yeah.
I definitely want to schedule Absolutely. A client interview at a time where we could get both of you again on the call and customize it from there. But right now, all I need to do is actually create the Google Business profile for you guys, create the account, secure the position, get you the agreement in writing, and then we'll have the client interview either later today or tomorrow, depending on when we could get both of you. How's that sound?
That sounds great.
That sounds great.
All right.
I'm in.
Right. Let's knock it out. Okay. So who's going to be the primary on the account? Is it going to be Nikki? Or I didn't get your name, sir.
My name's James.
Okay.
Yeah, you can run with Nikki
okay.
on that. And
okay.
And, you know, okay. which is fire that work at us and we'll get it done and they'll be happy. That much I can promise.
I have no doubts. When you said 30 years experience, I'm like, man, I'm 32, you know, and I've been here 12 years. I started out as an intern and I'm really great at what I do. So I can't imagine if I had another 18 years of experience. I pretty much build the computer.
I'm 58, so you know, I've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, you sound like you still got a lot of life left in you, I'll tell you that. What are your guys' last names?
Mine is Bundy, B-U-N-D-Y, okay. And then his is Ray, R-A-Y.
Okay, James Ray and Nikki Bundy. And then for the business profile, what's going to be the primary line of contact for the customers to reach you?
It doesn't matter. I mean, I do a lot of the talking with the customers because I can answer their questions when they you know, she does the clerical end of it and setting it up, but I usually do all the talking with them because I can answer their questions and give them an estimate right off the top.
Yes, so, I'd say okay. His number. And that number is 615-491-0102.
Okay. I'll have that as the business line. Nikki, I will put your number here, this 9925, in the contacts for us, like when we're reaching out. And like send text communications. Also, let me see here. Update. Save. Okay, business phone number will be James Ray. Okay, I got it. And then Google. Oh, hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
okay.
I'm still here. I'm sorry.
Okay, I just heard him answer the phone, so I was like, is he talking to me? all right, Google's going to send you a PIN in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map kind of indicating where the business is. What's the street address?
Well, I mean, we work out of our home.
Okay.
And when I think I went through LegalZoom to get the LLC and all that, they have, like, I guess you could say an alternate address for, like, mailing and stuff like that. And that way, it's, you know, nothing comes to – because we live in an apartment.
Got it.
But, I mean, I'm okay using our address, personal address.
Yeah, so what I'll do is I'll just send the PIN there, but I'll hide the street address online from all the other platforms.
Okay.
So that way it'll just have city, state, and zip. By the way, we do have an address here.
Okay.
I'm just looking at confirm it with you, really. So it's 110 One Mile Parkway, apartment 1310.
Correct.
Okay.
Madison.
All right. And that's Madison 37115.
Correct.
Okay. So the profile is just going to say Madison, Tennessee 37115.
Okay.
The actual 110 One Mile Parkway, apartment 1310 will be hidden. Okay.
Okay. Good.
All right. And then what's the business email address where I could send you a receipt and an outline of the agreement in writing? So that way you have it documented since I'm giving you that discounted pricing structure for the Platinum Bundle.
It's contractors, contractorsj dot n, as in Nancy, at gmail.com.
And is a Nikki. Okay. All right. Do you spell your first name N-I-C-K-I?
It's N-I-K-K-I.
N-I-K-K-I. I like that. I love the K's. My mom was Christy with a K. I have a son named Nico that's spelt like that. It's just N-I-K-O. And I have a son named Kyrie. It's spelled K-Y-R-E-E. Yeah. So I like the K's.
Yeah.
It's fond. I'm fond of that one. Okay, so let's see here. Yeah, my youngest boy, just like that. Just instead of a KI, it's just an O at the end, Nico. All right, save. All right, so I have the profile created. How would you like the hours of operation for the business listed?
Monday through Fridays, 6 a.m. What did we say, 6 p.m.?
Yes.
6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay.
Monday through Friday. Saturday, 6 a.m. to 4?
4
p.m.
Yeah.
And then close Sunday.
Okay. All right, let me just repeat this back to you. So I got Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m., and then Sunday closed.
Correct.
Okay. And then can you guys accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Cash and card, yes.
Okay.
I'm not sure about checks yet.
Yeah. I've had some interesting interactions with my clients and checks. You know, I had a client of mine get like a really bad review, and he's always got good reviews, but he got a really bad review and they were accusing him of like harassment and saying all these things. And I called him. He goes,
oh,
yeah,
wow.
they gave me a check for $15,000 and it bounced after I'd already did all the work. So I went to their door and lost it. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
That's
what I'm afraid of. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, you got to keep your cool though. Maybe they didn't know it was going to bounce, you know, maybe they just had to confirm something with their bank. So, but yeah, he changed and he said, take that off there. I'm never taking checks again. And I go, okay. Yeah, gotcha. Yeah. It did end up working out.
Yeah, my mom works in, my mom works in retail where they don't take checks now, but they used to take checks, and if it was over a certain amount, they would call the bank and see if the funds were available. She said they don't do that anymore.
Oh,
well, the banks won't do that anymore.
Oh,
so,
Jesus.
You know,
you
can't call and say, hey, are these funds available?
Oh, God. That's horrible.
Yep. Hope it doesn't bounce.
I wouldn't give them the stuff. Like,
that's
sorry,
what makes
no
me
leery
of checks.
Yeah, no way.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Just a way of stealing it right to your face. It's horrible.
Right.
All right. So I have your profile created. The next step would be scheduling this client interview. The client interviews, they usually take about 30 to 45 minutes, but we do ask for an hour in case the call goes over or you have any extra questions. What do you think would be the best time where we can get you and James?
Two or 3 o'clock today. Probably 3 o'clock would probably be better.
Okay. One second.
We've got to go check out a job at 1. And,
all right. Yeah. I have – you want to go – okay. So I have both. Well, no, I don't have 2 to 3. I have 3 to 4. And I have 4 to 5. 3 to 4? Okay. All right. I'm going to schedule a calendar invitation. So it'll be titled Local Splash Client Interview, and that's going to be sent to your email. And then I'm going to text you 1 hour before, Nikki, as a heads-up reminder, okay? That's going to come through to your cell phone. And it's all over the phone, basic knowledge information. We just want to know, like, what areas he'll travel to, won't travel to, if you want to target certain areas because you know they're more profitable. I want to know about the services that he specifically wants to be listed for, because I know he does so many things. He's kind of like a jack of all trades, but we do want to focus on what's profitable and what's getting the most traffic, right? So we'll collaborate on that to lock in the starting 15.
Yeah, that sounds great.
All the years I've been doing it, flooring has always topped everything.
Yeah, the way when you said tile flooring and the marble, I was kind of like, okay, you know, that's probably his bread and butter, because that was the first thing that came to mind. And I did take note of like the kitchens and things like that, but that's exactly why we have that client interview, is just kind of lock it in, you know, make sure, because tile flooring is just one keyword, you know, and while it can make you tons of money just being listed for that one keyword, we want to make sure that we're covering all your bases, try to keep jobs coming in consistently, and then you could cherry pick through what
absolutely.
You do and don't want to do from there.
All right,
so the profile is created and the client interview scheduled. I sent that invitation over to the contractorsj.n@gmail.com. And then in terms of securing the first month's payment, how did you want to do that?
I can do card.
Okay. Is this going to be under your name, James's name?
It's mine.
Okay. Does it say JN Contractors on the card?
No, not yet.
Okay. No worries. The reason I asked
working
is
on that one.
I could put it on the invoice still, and that way you guys could still write it off as a business expense later when you do your taxes. You can get it back that way.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I heard you mention earlier about getting the LLC through LegalZoom, the LLC through LegalZoom.
Yeah.
Do you want to list the business mm-hmm. as an LLC? Like, do you want it to say JN Contractors LLC on Google?
Yes.
Okay. Let me go ahead and update that, because right now we just had it as JN
And I told Ruby, because she asked if we were licensed and insured.
Uh-huh.
We're insured, and the license we've applied for, it's just still pending.
Okay.
With the state, and I mean, we were told it could take a couple weeks.
That won't stop anything.
Hopefully it doesn't, but.
Yeah, that won't stop anything for this type of listing. Like, we could still list you for this. But if you guys did want to do, like, Google's pay-per-lead program called Google Guarantee later, then that was definitely going to have to be in place, because they're going to have you do, like, a whole background check, make sure you
okay.
have it all before they'll actually let you do the Google Guaranteed pay-per-lead program. But as of right now, that won't affect it.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll be totally fine.
Okay.
And then is the billing address for this card the same as the street address that we're sending the Google verification letter to?
Yes, the 110 One Mile Parkway, yes.
Apartment 1310 Madison?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct, yes.
All right. So on the front of that card, Nikki, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
5449.
5449.
414100.
0883. 0883.
2056.
2056. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
3/28.
3/28, and then there should be a 3-digit code on the back.
563.
Okay. And then before I can legally authorize any transaction with your business today, I do have to walk you through a voice verification recording. This is going to outline the service agreement with the discounted pricing structure and the billing date. And then if I say anything that you don't agree with, Nikki, or you don't understand, just feel free to stop me. I could always rephrase it as well if need be. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So recorded. Okay, so it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded by Google for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the business name?
JN Contractors.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Nikki Bundy, co-owner.
Okay. And just to confirm, the other owner is James Ray, and he is present with us, correct?
Yes.
All right. And are the two of you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of JN Contractors today?
Yes.
Yes.
Sorry. And just to confirm, the business name will appear on Google as JN Contractors LLC.
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that the two of you are involved in this campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes, sir.
All right. And in hiring us as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional forms of online marketing or advertisement during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay. We already know what you currently have. We're not saying you can't add anything, but if you look at the package that I put you on, you shouldn't need anything else, honestly. but the reason they put
that's what we're looking for.
Yeah, I try to turn it into like a one-stop shop. So you don't have 100 different bills floating around, you know, just try to keep it simple. But before you add anything, and the big reason they put that in the agreement here is we want to make sure that you don't, like, duplicate anything or pay for something that we're already doing for you that'll have a negative effect both financially and on your listings, which will also be financial. So that'll affect you there.
Right.
So just be mindful of that. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
You're fine.
With our website, I do want to, you know, edit it to where we actually have a domain name and not the brand site dot whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to get to a domain name.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be, you can actually, like, so the way it works, just to be transparent with you guys, we'll buy the domain name for you, and it'll even say this in the agreement, so I want to be really transparent. We'll buy the domain name for you at no charge, but if you cancel the service, they're going to charge you $99 for the domain name. You also have the option to just buy it outright right now if you wanted to do that. It would just change the initial investment from $299 to $398 and then back to $299 the following months. So I don't know if that's something you wanted to do.
Okay.
But either way, we'll get the domain. I don't think you guys are going to cancel anytime soon, but I just want to make sure I disclose that with you. So that way it doesn't feel like, hey, he didn't tell me that. He said he was going to get it for us, you know, if you ever do come to the conclusion of parting ways. That is always an option, okay? And it says, in hiring our company, Local Splash, as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, I already got that part. Do you agree to let us know about any additional? Okay, so the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend when you're starting a new account like you guys are today, where you have, like, no Google business profile, no website, we recommend that you try it for at least 2 months, okay? Because there is going to be a little setup period here in the first 2 weeks. So we want to be mindful of that.
Okay.
And then it says, you're not binded to a contract, but the first month's payment will be charged today. It is September 18th, 2025. It's going to be in the discounted price of $299 for that platinum package bundle. I've included the site for you at no additional cost, and I've waived the setup fees affiliated with your package. When the term is completed, the agreement's going to be set up to renew each month automatically on the 18th day, but you'll keep that discounted price of $299 for the platinum package for as long as you're with us. I'm going to send this over to you in writing as well.
Okay.
It says you may discontinue or cancel the agreement at any time. There are no cancellation fees or penalties unless you wanted to keep that site, as I mentioned, or that domain name for that site. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Yes.
Sorry. And if you ever want to discontinue, there was a line that I skipped there. If you ever want to discontinue, we ask that you just let us know before the next bill is due so we could stop it from automatically charging you.
Okay.
Okay. I hate reading off this thing. I like to just talk to people, but I got to read this thing verbatim. So it's a little irritating. But I'm going to authorize the first month payment of the $299 right now, Nikki. When this payment goes through, you're going to start getting some text messages automatically. And these text messages are going to have a link to the agreement in writing. So it'll have everything documented there in black and white. Top to bottom, it'll have the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, everything we're doing for JN Contractors LLC. At the very bottom, you'll be asked to sign off on that or do like an e-signature. And then there will also be a second text message and email that'll come through. It'll have a username and a password, and that's for your tracking system. We have an app. If you go to your app store, no matter what device you have, you go to app store, you type in Local Splash. It'll be a navy blue L and an orange S, and it'll have like splash of water behind it. Highly recommend you download that app. Okay. It has a client relations management system in there. So it'll actually keep track of all the customers that are coming in, and it'll tell you where they came from, whether it was Facebook or Bing or Yelp or Yellow Pages or Google. It'll all be very transparent there, and then that'll be like a centralized hub. If you ever miss calls, you can always go back into that tracking system and gather their information and follow up with them.
Okay.
Yeah, which might happen pretty often. I mean, if he's working on a project, I don't expect him to be hammering and answering the phone at the same time all the time, you know. So that'll be a good tool for you guys. Maybe make sure you check it every day or every other day. Make sure you're not missing anything.
Okay.
All right, and then as long as you have those text messages, we are all set. So you're basically good to go until the client interview. I have the client interview scheduled between 3 and 4 o'clock today. Central Standard Time. My representative will contact you, let you know they're calling in regards to the client interview, and then they'll go right into it. Should be a pretty quick call.
Okay.
Probably won't take the whole hour, but I just like to have it there just in case.
Okay.
All right. Well, James, Nikki, it was a pleasure signing you guys up today, getting to know you. I'm going to send over my direct number and extension as well, so I will be following up with you guys from time to time just to quality assure and make sure everything's going smoothly. Also, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, feel free to reach out. We also offer 24/7 customer service to the business owner, so anytime you guys need help, you want to change a keyword, feeling lonely, and you just want to talk and see how I'm doing. Reach out. But I always say educated clients are the happiest ones. Like the business owners that know what we're doing for their company are always the happiest, because then it just justifies the expense. They know what they're paying for each month. So no questions or dumb questions. Right. If you guys have any concerns or want to know something, feel free to reach out, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. I'm looking forward to working with you. Enjoy the rest of your day, and then we'll be circling back with you here shortly at 3 o'clock.
All right.
Yes,
great.
Sir.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. I'll talk to you soon.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.